Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, a couple of ticket texts and then a wild rumor from Sham Sharanya. That's just, if you're a sports fan at all, you'll at least care about for 5 minutes. We'll get that in a minute. Kenny, go ahead, buddy.
Javi Baez has definitely been offensively awful, but don't minimize how poor he's been in the field with his awful throwing.
I didn't. I said he's not giving you anything offensively or defensively. He's a nothing burger. He's a milk crate. And I'm telling you, barring something miraculous or Scotty Harris doing something incredible, this is 4 more years and $98 million of a guy who does not look like he wants to be here, does not look like he enjoys playing the game. And if this organization wants to be taken seriously by their customers, you can't keep running him out there, and you can't ask A.J. Hinch to keep managing shorthanded.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because he does look like a guy that you constantly have to light a fire under to get him to play. And you don't expect that in the major leagues. You expect that these guys have already been motivated and they want to play, but he either has to be on a winning team or you just have to constantly just keep riding him. And it's like,
well, guess what? That's why you don't let half an idiot run your team, okay? Everyone but Villeneuve. Everyone. Everyone could see a mile away this was going to be a landmine. Even an idiot like me saw it. Well, guess who didn't? It's pronounced Avila. That's pronounced awful. Historically awful.
Add Jonathan Scope to the list with Cabrera and Baez, worst players in the MLB?
No, I won't, because Scope isn't expensive. He's just a nothing burger. Another guy I never need to see again. Go ahead, and then we'll get to this rumor.
I think the Miggy cop is unfair, because at least Miggy earned the contract and he's just limping to the end. Javi never earned that contract. That's from Dan.
All right. You know what? Semantical sumo wrestling, and I'm not interested. They're both terrible, and they make a hell of a lot of money. Did you see the Shams report?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like this? So this is all of us here in Detroit when we can't win playoff games. We get to watch the world burn from a good safe distance. Sham Sharanya reporting that Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron James, not about joining the Lakers, about getting LeBron to Dallas to join him and Luka. Now, work with me on this. First of all, has anyone talked to Luka about this? Second of all, why would Dallas re-up Kyrie, considering when they got him, they were the 4 seed, and by the time Kyrie was done injecting his poison, they were out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the grand finale. You're going to put 3 ball-dominant players together.
Yep.
None of these guys play off the ball. I hope it happens, because it is a blimp accident. This is a hot air balloon bird strike. Like, you got to be kidding me. Do you believe this?
I can't. Unless Kyrie thinks LeBron just wants out of L.A. But that's a... You're right. That's a recipe for disaster. That's one where... I can only imagine Luka right now as Mike Myers when Kanye was on the stage saying, I'm sorry, what did you just say? No. That's how I see Luka, like
the glazed look on his face.
Right. I'm sorry, what? No. I mean, we're not doing this.
You read the report and you're like, none of it makes sense at any level. No. But here's what I tell myself. It is NBA silly season. So you get a lot of stuff. I have a different word for it, but stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Rico, I actually wouldn't mind it, because I love a good disaster as long as it's not in my town. That's theater.
That's what it would be, because it's, I thought that he was going to end up going out to, you know, Kyrie was going to go to L.A.
But you know what the poll is?
I guess because they won a title before, that LeBron has a sweet spot for him.
He does, because Kyrie is Robin to his Batman. But here's the problem. Unless LeBron were willing to move off the ball and play power forward almost exclusively, which is something he has never done. Nor do I think a player of his caliber who played as well as he played with an injury that he needs to do at this point. You know what it reeks of? This is where, you know, this drives me nuts. This is Mark Cuban. This is business. Mm. This is, I can get LeBron in town for a year. My team's no damn good. We're fringy playoff. I'll make a ton of money. I'll get on TV a ton of times. LeBron increases your franchise's value by in upwards of $500 million. You know what? It might just be a money move. And that makes me sad.
No, no, that might be.
Okay.
That is a money move.
All right.
Because, yeah, Dallas would definitely, they'd be the marquee game on Christmas night, but that's not a big three that I think is going to take you anywhere. As a matter of fact, that screams first round and you're out. Yeah, good luck with that.
But I would love to watch it from far away. It'd be hilarious.
It'd be fun to watch.
Let's go to Jeff on a cell, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, bud?
Hi. I'm just calling about Javi Baez, and I've tried to recollect, you know, my years of sports to find a deal that's this, how should I say, depressing. Is that an accurate word?
Absolutely.
Because there's no, I don't see, I mean, all I could think of was the Ian Kinsler, but I'm like, you know, we got something back. Yes, we paid a lot of freight with Fielder, but we got a player that wasn't horrible. He was at least an okay player back, but I don't see anybody. I mean, I don't see anybody that's that overpaid that we could take back that would put us in any less of a miserable situation. I just, and again, the other names mentioned, you got something out of, but this guy, plus there's no incentive. I don't see, he's got all the money he's going to need. I don't see him saying, hey, I want to, you know, get better so that I can have another contract or anything, you know, unless he just wants and hates this place and wants to get out. I don't see any other way other than us being stuck with him and his awful at bats and, you know,
and look, I don't even think Kinsler was a good ball player here. Now, it wasn't always great, but Kinsler was so much better than Javi, so much better than league average. Like, it's – no, Jeff, I brought it up. Scott Mitchell was better. Josh Smith was better. Hell, Uwe Krupp played like six games here and was terrible and was better. He played six games in like 2 years and got hurt in the Iditarod or whatever it was.
What about Cujo? Curtis Joseph?
Much better.
He got benched.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, he was losing playoff games 2-1. I can't help, one of the goals was a soft goal. Cujo didn't walk here and give up seven goals a night with a save percentage of 80%. Rico, there's no, I can't come up with a comparative. You came up with Nazi Muhammad.
Yeah.
That's the depths we're going to when you've reached the Nazi Muhammad phase of the program.
Maybe it was just something about the.
But imagine if you had to play Nazi Muhammad.
Wow.
See, there's the difference. What we're about to embark on a nightly basis with Javi moving forward is Nazi Muhammad playing 38 minutes a night. Every night.
Okay.
That's what we're about to embark on. Jesus.
Oh, man.
This is not a good way to start the week, is it?
No. No. Well, like I said, at least... I guess he's right in the same category with Correa this year. He's not doing too well.
No.
And the Twins are sitting there saying, oh, my God, what are we going to do? So at least you're not stuck for a $200 million deal. There's your positive.
Shades of gray.
There's all your
right.
positive.
There's
you're
Rico
only stuck
to
for 100
There's
million.
Rico to lift us all up. We'll get on the board momentarily, and we're going to do this sports documentary thing top of the hour.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.